there, Jay Catch, KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City. Just wanted to ask you, what was your reaction? We haven't had a chance to talk to you since you were named the starting quarterback, but what was your reaction to being named QB1?
Yeah, it was thrilling. It was a, it was a great moment. It's an incredible honor to represent such a profound university and you know, obviously being on the football team. It's an incredible honor.
What was your confidence level when you got to BYU in late May, when you finally arrived, that you could earn this job as early as you did?
Yeah, you always want to be confident in yourself and your ability. You know, I think with the support cast, Coach Mitchell and Coach A-Rod, and you know, even the quarterbacks in the room elevating everybody's game. But yeah, I would say that my confidence level was pretty high.
All right, next question from Mitch Harper.
Bear, what expectations has Aaron Roderick now set for you since being named the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, the expectation is to win a championship, you know. You know, I think the individual expectation is, you know, we want to complete the ball. We want to put the ball in our playmakers' hands, and you know, we want to go score touchdowns, you know, but the end goal is to win a championship.
And then wanted to ask you, you know, A-Rod noted that last Tuesday told you the guys in the morning that you were going to be the starter, but when the team was told that you were going to be the guy, can you describe that moment and maybe what was the reaction from the team and how they've kind of supported you since?
Yeah, the support has been second to none. I mean, when you know, the quote-unquote leaders of the team are you know, happy and you know, just gravitating towards you, and you know, it's special. You know, and we got a great team, and I think we're going to go really far.
All right, next question from Jay Drew.
Hey, Bear, take us behind the scenes a little bit. What kind of, when you were named the starter, what happened to your, did your phone blow up? Who was the first person you called? What are your kind of recollections after you first learned that you got the job?
Yeah, I mean, it was a surreal moment. You know, it was very special. I kind of stayed off my phone that whole day, and we just finished practice, so kind of getting my cool down on and you know, getting in the tubs. So, I mean, I wasn't really looking at my phone, but I probably called my dad after and you know, told him the deal, so it was cool.
And, well, if you were able to, I don't know, make an announcement to Cougar Nation, what would you tell them about yourself? How would you kind of introduce yourself, as it were?
Yeah, I like to think I'm pretty outgoing guy, and I like playing the guitar. So I like having fun, you know, I like to think I'm a good football player too. But yeah, I like playing the guitar and just having fun with the guys. So I think that's that. That's that.
What's your go-to tune on the guitar?
Wagon Wheel. I like playing that one.
All right. Next question will be from Sam Foster.
Hey, Bear. Since talking with your brother, Tiger, he kind of has a lot of unique hobbies for a football player. Computer science major, likes to sing, likes to code. You mentioned that you like to play the guitar, but do you share similar interests with Tiger, or what else do you like to do off the field?
Yeah, Tiger's a different dude. I mean, yeah, I mean, he can fly airplanes, and you know, he speaks Chinese, and the list goes on and on. I like to say I beat him in chess every once in a while, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, I like playing the guitar, I like singing, you know, just different hobbies, and you know, going outdoors and doing whatever, playing with buddies. So yeah.
And then, what has your older brother Hank, has he given you advice ever since you've been named the starter officially? What was your family's reaction to that?
Yeah, especially my brother. I mean, he's played college football for 6 years, and he's got a lot of experience. So just being a sponge with him, you know, I'm very fortunate to have him, and yeah, he's helped out immensely, and yeah, the support of my family is second to none, and I mean, I love them so much, and just trying to make them proud.
All right, next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, Bear, congrats on winning the starting job for week one here coming up. When every time we talked to A-Rod about you, he brought up how impressed he was at the way you learned the playbook. He said you learned the entire playbook since you got here, which, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you've been on campus since like June or July or something like that. Just how did you kind of dive into the playbook and pick it up as quickly as you did? Were there a lot of late night cram sessions, or what was behind that?
It was a big test. It's a big testament to Coach Mitchell and Coach A-Rod. I met with Coach Mitchell, I mean, almost every day. You know, install one, install two, install three, and so forth. So I think me learning the playbook, you know, I give a lot of credit to Coach Mitchell, because, I mean, he taught me the whole playbook in, you know, a month, 2 months, and you know, just, yeah, and then I had extra hours to kind of memorize and regurgitate the information. But I mean, I test the learning process to Coach Mitchell. He helped out immensely.
All right, next question from Mitch Harper.
Bear, what has, if anything, has been maybe the most challenging aspect of, you know, transitioning? I know you've been in college football since January, but just the transition from high school to college, what has been the most challenging thing thus far this year for you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, when I think about the whole process, I mean, I obviously had the opportunity to go to Stanford and you know, end up transferring to BYU. I think the biggest thing to get acclimated to was obviously the speed of play, coming from high school to college football, and you know, I think that's kind of self-explanatory in itself. You're playing against Division I ballers and you know, just you know, trying to get acclimated to that. So I think that was the biggest discrepancy coming from high school to college.
I wanted to ask you too, Bear, how familiar are you with maybe the history of BYU at the quarterback position? Was that something that appealed to you when you were deciding on BYU out of the portal? And how just kind of aware are you of the signal callers that have played that position over the years?
Yeah, it was a big factor. Like I said, it's an incredible honor to represent such a quarterback oriented university. You know, not only the lineage, but even recently, you know, with the Zach Wilsons, the Jaren Halls, and so again, yeah, it's an incredible honor, and that played a big factor coming to BYU.
All right, next we'll hear from Jake Hatch, and our last question will be from Jasmine Papinga after that.
Yeah, Bear, as I understand it, you've worked with John Beck extensively throughout your high school career. There was a picture of you with him in Provo not that long ago. What has he done to help you further your game throughout your high school career and obviously now on your time at BYU, et cetera?
Yeah, he's done a great deal. I mean, he's such a great resource to utilize. Yeah, I started training with him when I was in seventh grade, and I don't want to nerd out, but, you know, we get into the weeds of biomechanics and, you know, trying to refine my kinematic sequence, and actually just called him last week about, you know, his process going into game days and you know, what it is from Sunday to Friday night. And so, yeah, he's just been a great resource and very grateful for him.
As it's already been mentioned, you came in with a short amount of time to get on the same page with your teammates. How did you build that chemistry with such a limited time?
Yeah, we do. We have big ping pong battles. We play Settlers of Catan a lot, and we started playing Secret Hitler, so that's been fun. And then also Clash Royale. So I think the biggest way to form camaraderie and you know, that brotherhood is not football related. I think it comes down to, I mean, doing hobbies and just being kids and just having fun with your buddies.
All